The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head 'em off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1977, realizing that the current name was a mouthful and no longer entirely accurate, since one of the spacecraft might be getting marching orders to continue to Uranus and Neptune, NASA renamed its two Mariner Jupiter Saturn 77 spacecraft Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. In 1996, the Hubble Space Telescope looked at Pluto, a tiny body at the edge of the solar system, which had only ever been seen as a tiny point of light in even the best ground-based telescope images. Even without Earth's atmosphere in the way, Pluto's tiny size and the sheer distance made it hard for Hubble to make out anything but the vaguest of detail on its surface. But it still resulted in the best images of Pluto until the 2015 arrival of New Horizons. And in 2009, NASA launched the Kepler Space Telescope, designed to look for Earth-like planets orbiting other stars. Astrophotography pioneer Henry Draper was born on this day in 1837. He was the first astronomer to photograph the Orion Nebula, way back in 1880. Betty Hobarton, one of the team of six women who programmed the Army's ENIAC computer in the years following World War II, was born in 1917. Among her pioneering work was creating the standards for the COBOL and Fortran programming languages, and she wrote one of the very first statistical analysis programs, which helped to compute the 1950 U.S. Census. Russian mathematician Olga Ledezhenskaya, a pioneer of fluid dynamics equations, was born today in 1922. Nobel Prize-winning biologist David Baltimore, whose research work was critical in discovering and understanding retroviruses, was born in 1938. Comics writer and novelist Michael Jan Friedman was born in 1955. Bryan Cranston was born in 1956, long before he was Breaking Bad. He was getting bad news broken to him on Babylon 5.
But Captain, it's only 10 light minutes from one of the main staging areas. They'd be able to counterattack almost instantly.
We are transmitting a file to you on a sub-channel. That file contains information about a secret base we've established near Coriana 6. Most of the fleet will be there when it goes online in 3 days. But Erickson, if this information falls into the hands of the Shadows, they will launch an attack against that base just before it becomes operational.
Don't worry, sir. We won't let it fall into the wrong hands.
We want it to fall into their hands. We want them in the Coriana system. 3 days. If this information comes too easily, they won't believe it. We need them to believe it's real. Real enough to fight for, real enough to... Erickson, billions of lives are counting on this. If there were any other way.
Understood. We'll put up a good fight. We'll get it done.
I know you will.
Astronomer Alan Hale, who co-discovered Comet Hale-Bopp, was born in 1958. Nick Searcy, one of the stars of the UPN time travel series 7 Days, and who played astronaut Deke Slayton in HBO's From the Earth to the Moon, was born in 1959.
Assembled here are those of you that are left from the original 7 Mercury astronauts, as well as the new 9, or the next 9, or whatever you guys call yourselves, and some of the third group. Crew assignments that will be made concern you in the following manner. The men in this room will be making the moon landings. Two of you will be first. I don't know which two that will be, but I do know that the first man to walk on the moon walked into this room today and is looking at me right now, as well as the second, the third, the fourth, and so on. Just thought you might want to know that.
Stanley Kubrick, director of 2001 A Space Odyssey and Dr. Strangelove, among many others, died on this day in 1999. Actor Paul Winfield died in 2004.
Where are the Genesis materials?
He couldn't find them. Even the data banks were empty.
Erased?
He tortured those people. But none of them would tell him anything. He went wild. He slit their throats. He wanted to tear the place apart. But he was late. He had to get back to Reliant in time to blow you to bits.
Where's Reliant's crew? Dead?
Marooned on Seti Alpha 5. He's completely mad, Admiral. He blames you for the death of his wife.
I know what he blames me for.
On this day in 1969, it was a presidential visit aboard the Enterprise.
Captain Kirk, I believe. A pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir.
Uhura.
No need to check your voice telegraph device. Do I gather that you recognize me?
I recognize what you appear to be.
And appearances can be most deceiving. But not in this case, James Kirk. I am Abraham Lincoln.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who, Thorp 2, is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the escape pod.
Help me, Kirk.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Help me, Kirk.